This is Unit 30.
Malign. M-A-L-I-G-N. To speak evil of. To defame. To slander.
That man is the neighborhood gossip. He is always maligning someone.
The good-hearted supervisor never maligned her lazy workers, though she had ample reason to.
Malign. M-A-L-I-G-N. To speak evil of, to defame, to slander.
Ordeal. O-R-D-E-A-L. A severe trial, a very trying experience.
That 8-hour exam was a terrible ordeal.
Marine Corps boot camp is an ordeal that produces a special kind of soldier.
Ordeal. O-R-D-E-A-L. A severe trial, a very trying experience.
Upbraid. U-P-B-R-A-I-D. To scold or reproach for some wrongdoing.
Dad upbraided me frequently for cutting classes.
I did not spend 13 years at this firm to be upbraided by a junior clerk, Mr. Jones.
Upbraid. U-P-B-R-A-I-D. To scold or reproach for some wrongdoing.
Vacuous. V-A-C-U-O-U-S. Empty, vacant, lacking thought, senseless.
I hate cocktail party chatter because it is always so vacuous.
Most political debates are vacuous recitations of campaign speeches.
Vacuous. V-A-C-U-O-U-S. Empty, vacant, lacking thought, senseless.
Absolve. A-B-S-O-L-V-E. To wipe out blame or debt. Pardon. Excuse.
My generous creditors agreed to absolve half my debt.
The review board absolved John of all blame for the incident.
Absolve. A-B-S-O-L-V-E. To wipe out blame or debt. Pardon. Excuse.
Now, let's review the 5 words you have just learned.
Malign. To speak evil of. To defame. To slander, malign.
Ordeal. A severe trial, a very trying experience. Ordeal.
Upbraid. To scold or reproach for some wrongdoing. Upbraid.
Vacuous. Empty, vacant, lacking thought, senseless, vacuous.
Absolve. To wipe out blame or debt. Pardon. Excuse. Absolve.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words. Words retain their persuasive power when you use them precisely in context. Don't dilute the strength of a powerful word by throwing it out too often. Take imminent, for example.
Its basic meaning is soon to occur, about to happen. But most great writers and speakers actually use imminent when referring to really big events, and often when referring to serious threats like hurricanes, wars, or massive layoffs. It is correct to say that a leveraged buyout of your company is imminent.
Or that war in the Persian Gulf is imminent. Or that the arrival of the IRS auditors is imminent. But don't dilute your mastery of imminent by saying that your birthday party is imminent. Or that a trip to the coffee shop is imminent. Or that a sneeze is imminent.
Unless, of course, you are indulging in some wry humor with a sophisticated audience of fellow vocabulary masters. You know, I think the beginning of Unit 31 is imminent.
Are you indulging in some wry humor?
Let's move on.